we are in an age where there are viruses around us, and I think people are definitely taking their health more seriously. They're looking at, how can I boost my natural immunity? How can I eat more whole foods? Can I grow my own vegetables and things? That's been a big one I've noticed. You know, shopping more locally, buying what's in seasons. And it's just been really, really interesting to watch. Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast and to part 3 of 5 of the new health trends you need to know in order to live your best life in 2022. So this is part 3 of 5. So if you haven't listened to parts 1 and 2, then I encourage you to go back to the start and check them out, because in part number 1, we speak about how people are looking for more of a work-life blend as we move forward into 2022. And last week we spoke all about home workouts and the age of digital fitness and where it is going in 2022 and why maybe you'll want to be a part of that as well. So that leads us to today's episode, part 3 of 5, and the new health trend you need to know in order to live your best life in 2022. So Georgina, what is it?
Wow. This is a big one, actually. And Kai and I, again, sat down and were like, okay, what are we seeing? What are we noticing? What kind of trends? And I think the first thing that I have noticed a lot of people starting to pay more attention to is actually the foods that they're putting in their body. You know, we are in an age where there are viruses around us, and I think people are definitely taking their health more seriously. They're looking at, how can I boost my natural immunity? How can I eat more whole foods? Can I grow my own vegetables and things? That's been a big one I've noticed. You know, shopping more locally, buying what's in seasons, and it's just been really, really interesting to watch. But I want to speak to today that sort of like whole foods, because I do think that people are starting to wake up a little bit about, okay, what is actually in my food? And when something says plant-based or vegan or, you know,
gluten-free
or what other sort of buzzwords, fat-free, sugar-free, you know, what is actually,
keto.
Yeah, correct, keto, paleo, like, but what does that even mean? What is actually in the foods that I'm eating? And it's really, really fascinating because people are coming to us, and especially like a lot of our members, obviously they're messaging us, you know, sort of sending us screenshots of, you know, food labels and asking, like, is this healthy? And one of the habits in our program that Kyle teaches is all around nutritional labels, because just because something's got a health thing on it, gluten-free, fat-free, sugar-free, doesn't mean it's actually good for us. So I think there's going to be a massive push for a lot of people to be eating more whole foods. And all we mean by whole foods is basically foods that are whole. You know, think vegetables. There's not anything else that get with a vegetable. Anything that doesn't come in a packet or plastic is basically a whole food.
Pretty much something that doesn't have a food label.
Falls from a tree, grows from the earth. You know, these are the things that our body can break down, is used to eating, and I am noticing a massive interest in this way of life.
Basically minimally processed.
Correct. That's it. So let's speak to that as well. So because I think there's just so much confusion, like you just said, about all of the, you know, the marketing messages. That's what they are. They're not health things. They're marketing messages. They're a way of big companies to make profits, and they will jump on any trend, right? So always look at the back of a label. And I always have a rule where if it's got more than 5 ingredients in, I generally won't buy it. And if the ingredients has got like lots of preservatives or E-numbers or colors or, you know, GMOs or anything like that, I'll stay clear of it typically. Now, of course, there are times, you know, when, you know, we go around with to friends for dinner, and, you know, or we go out and, you know, we do have a few we call it red light foods. We don't call them bad foods because there's no such thing as good and bad foods, but we have a traffic light system in our nutrition plan, part of the program, which goes green, amber, red. So there are some times in life where we'll have some red light foods, and that's okay, right? Because it's also making sure that people have a good headspace when it comes to food. You don't want to start saying to people, you can't eat that or you can't eat this. And that's when it creates problems mentally. That's when you get things like eating disorders coming in, you know? So that's really important to be very aware of what we call good and bad. There's no such thing. It's just eat more green light foods, you know, basically whole foods, eat some amber foods and eat less red foods. Still have them all in your diet, but just often, sometimes, a little amount. So I hope that I've explained that correctly. But I mean, Kyle, again, is a trained, you know, he's just trained up in nutrition. He gives people, you know, health plans and things when they join the program, customized to their needs. But what we are seeing when people are joining is because you click your preference, more people are clicking whole food, plant-based, Mediterranean, which is really, really interesting. So do you want to sort of speak to like a little bit more about the food labeling and what kind of people should look out for if they are wanting a bit more of a whole food approach?
Well, you actually spoke beautifully about it and actually hit the nail on the head, but it really is creating your own personal rules around food labels. And as Georgie said, some of her rules, as I heard her speak, were five ingredients or non-GMO. Looking at the first few ingredients to make sure they're nice and high. They're not full of any fillers or potentially extra sugars or man-made oils, so hydrogenated oils. They were her rules. And ultimately, you know, we do have to shop at the supermarket sometimes, if not all the time, because of convenience, and that's okay. But it's then just being, you know, creating your own rules. So as you go around the supermarket, just take some time, first and foremost, take some time to look at a food label and to compare foods, different foods, and to compare similar foods as well, because you might pick one item off the shelf and there's a very similar item on the shelf as well, but they could be totally different because one might have more sugar in it or more fat in it. And that's not to say that's good or bad. It's just then checking the ingredients as well to make sure that it fits your rule that you're going to be, you know, I want to say happy with, and you're not going to necessarily feel guilty or maybe even overeat on foods, which is a very, very big one. Because even though we've got the traffic light system of red, amber, green, which is, you know, as Georgie spoke about very, very well, you can have some red light foods that actually might be green light foods. And an example of this is dark chocolate. So dark chocolate is a phenomenal food. You know, it's full of antioxidants, high in magnesium. It's just a, you know, really healthy fats. It's a really good food. However, one square of dark chocolate is enough. You know, maximum, they'll say a serving size is two squares, but one square is probably enough. And they come more than likely with about eight to 10 squares. Mm. So it's very, very easy to buy dark chocolate and then eat 10 squares. Let's say, and that all of a sudden, one person's green light food, because it's, you know, dark chocolate is, you know, very, very good for you, all of a sudden might be your red light food, because even though it's good, or even though it's you know, it's got lots of positive properties, it might not be the best for you. And so that becomes then a red light
food.
You
might not be able to control yourself, you know.
Correct. Yeah. And so it's then going around the supermarket and understanding that. And ultimately the rule is, and it's, you know, it's a rule for every single person. If you put it in your soup and you put it in your supermarket trolley, you take it home, you put it in your cupboard, it will be eaten by somebody in your household. So if you're thinking, I want to steer away from more processed foods and snacky type foods because they're not assisting towards my goals perhaps, or, you know, it doesn't align with who I want to be anymore, then just stop buying them for a while and see how you feel. And can you fill that void with whole foods, like, you know, fruits? You know, fruit is a fantastic snack to have, obviously full of fiber, natural sugars, and it's very hard to overconsume fruit. You know, yes, okay, you could eat probably 50 bananas, but you'd probably be sick. But it's very, very difficult to overconsume, you know, on whole foods. And that's why there is a really big trend and push more towards that. So it's not vegan, even though whole foods predominantly are quote-unquote
vegan.
Well,
you could
vegan.
Be a very unhealthy vegan because peanut butter and bread is vegan. But if you eat that for breakfast or dinner, you know, hot chips, you're not going to have the most thriving body, right? But yeah, just I guess sort of tie this podcast off. Like nutrition is... it's absolutely crucial, right? And I think there is so much misinformation out there. And it's just crazy. Like, it's so easy to get lost. Like, if I typed into Google now, how to lose weight, what's the best diet, I'm going to be bombarded with hundreds of thousands of websites that tell me what to eat, how to eat, how much to eat. And it's just so confusing. But ultimately, to really break it down and to have it so simple, just eat as whole as you can, less process, minimal process. That's the best way. That's the best quote unquote diet to aim for. Now, in our program, we go obviously a huge step beyond that, because there's also making sure you're hitting all of your micronutrients, your macronutrients. Kyle goes into why you need carbohydrates, fats and proteins and why they all play their part. He goes into more of a customized meal plan, you know, so everybody is different. This is why generic diet plans, they don't work.
Because
they just
more
don't.
Than likely they're just calorie restrictive.
Correct. And at the end of the day, we all want to live. So we want to empower you to understand nutrition and give you the tools that you need so you can make empowered, educated decisions. So when you are going out with your family members for dinner or having, you know, dinner at Christmas or whatever big event you're going to, you're not panicking going, oh, I can't eat that, I can't eat this. Of course you can. But you know what to do the next day, you know, that week, you know, to make sure that you're always living in that balance. So you can go and have, you know, some more red light foods. But then the rest of the week, providing that you eat more green light foods and you move your body and you have the right mindset towards it all, you are going to still thrive. You're still going to lose weight. You're still going to be healthy. You're still going to hit your fitness and health goals. It doesn't need to be this big restrictive thing. And who's done it? Like, we've all been there. The 1st of January, the diet starts. And then, you know, come end of January, February, March, you know, we're back eating the same things. It's because it's not a habit, because we've restricted ourselves, because we've gone on some crazy diet. And we've basically just starved ourselves. So our body has, you know, it's slowed down the metabolism. And then as soon as we start eating again, or we go out for that heavier meal, that red light meal, you know, we put all the weight back on. Because what we want to teach the body to do is not lose weight. We want it to lose fat. And this is what people get confused about. So yes, you might go and do a shake diet, for example, and drop, you know, a dress size or a number of kilograms, but what you've actually lost is more water and muscle. You want to keep your body composition. You want to keep muscle, because muscle, the more muscle you have in your body, the higher your metabolism and the less fat you're going to have. And this is why a nutritional approach with an expert who knows what they're doing, who's not going to restrict you, who's not going to have you eating under 1,000 calories, is the right approach. So if you're sat there now and you're somebody who struggled with their weight all their life, who, you know, wants to start 2021 not chasing the same fads, then 2022, sorry, not chasing the same fads, not making the same mistakes, not following the influencer on Instagram who's saying they've got the best thing to help you shred the pounds. Actual sustainable weight loss for our lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Not a diet. Then come and join our program, because that's exactly what we coach you on. Now, we have started getting so many on the list of VIP list. And I'm not saying this as a scare tactic, but generally we actually only have 50 spots. That is how many diaries and bands we have with us.
In our van.
So we are only taking 50 people. So if you want to be one of those 50 people, we are going to be, you know, basically looking who's putting their name on the list and making sure we're getting the right people this time, you know. So go and check it out. Pop your name on that VIP list and reach out to us as well. We love hearing from you. And I want to see you change in 2022. I want to see you become the healthiest version of you. I want to see you absolutely thrive from the inside out. And we'd love to help you do that.
So head over to mindbodytolead.com/VIP. So mindbodytolead.com/VIP. And have a look at the page. Have a look at the testimonials from our previous, yes, you know, members who have gone through this and continue to go through this as well, because they stay a part of the program. They stay a part of being able to ask us questions and continually evolve. Because as we mentioned, it's not just an 8-week quick drop this and yo-yo back to where you started from. It is a continuous lifestyle. Correct. And we want you to be part of that community as well, because you know, we really do care about creating the transformation in you. And as Georgie mentioned, throughout the entire 12 months, we touch on so many things that comes to nutrition. I literally teach you everything that I know so that you can, it should empower you to, so that you never have to ask a nutritional question again. So you really do have all of the knowledge, all of the skill set to be able to then even help others, help your family members, help your friends when it comes to nutrition.
Inspire and lead others.
100%. And that's what it's all about. So head over to mindbodytolead.com/VIP. Pop your name on that list because we want to see you. And if you have any questions, then feel free to DM us because we will absolutely answer them for you. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode all around nutrition and all around more of a whole food trend, and not just whole food, but buying local, growing your own, and you know, cooking as well is a big one that we teach. And we obviously have a lot of recipes that we provide you.
52 recipes, shopping lists.
So everything that really just to really help people, you know,
thrive
and get creative and just discover new flavors and foods as you go through the year. So head over to that page. We'd love to see and love for you to join us. And maybe you'll bring up this trend of steering more towards a whole food approach as we enter 2022. So have yourself a phenomenal weekend. Georgie, do you want to say one more thing before we tie off?
No, I just want to say enjoy the weekend, have fun, and we will speak to you again next week for part number 5. And I'm very excited. Part number four, which I'm very excited about. So stay tuned for that. We'll speak to you then.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.